Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. I only hear two persons. Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. That's better. My name is Father Alex Castro, from the Agustinians of the Assumption, originally from the Philippines, not Cuba, but now assigned in our community in Boston, in Massachusetts. I belong to an international congregation which is present in at least 40 countries around the world. And one of the things that we do during summertime is to go to mission appeal like this, to present to you, to share to you what we do, and to appeal for your help and your support on the missions that we do. Just like what I said, we're present in almost 40 countries around the world. In Asia, we're present in the Philippines, in Vietnam and South Korea. And then here in North America, we are present in Mexico, Canada, and then the United States. But we have a lot of vocations in Africa and then in the Latin American countries. And now, what's growing is our communities in Asia. That is why whenever we go to mission appeals like these, those are some of our beneficiaries. Our community in Mexico, who are doing missions to the indigenous people there. And then, our support to the formation of our brothers in the Philippines. This year, we just celebrated our 10th year anniversary of the foundation of our community there. And vocation is growing. We thank God for that. No? Some of our American vocations were sent to the Philippines for their initial formation. Now they're back here in the States. We're still blessed to have those vocations. Here in Massachusetts, we have at least seven persons now in initial formations. Three Americans, one Filipino, one Indian, one Chinese, and then one Vietnamese. So really, it's an international setup. And the other communities that are recipient of this mission appeal are our communities in Africa. Especially, one of them are our formation house. We have a lot of vocation there, but unfortunately, sometimes we cannot accept those who are willing to join us because we don't have a space for them. We could not just accept them because we don't have the space for them. And the other thing is that we support also some of the parishes, our parishes, which are located in some difficult areas because of political situations. You know, our charism is really to bring about God's kingdom through formation in the bigger or wider sense of the word. We are involved in education. That's why here in the States we have a college, Assumption College in Worcester, Massachusetts. And then we are also involved in pilgrimages. And then we have a shrine and a parish also in Massachusetts. And also in publications. That's why here in the United States, some of our publications are, if you know, Living with Christ and then the Catholic Digest. Those are part of our apostolates here. But then again, sometimes that formation through parishes is always a difficult situation, especially in our communities in the Congo. Some of our parishes are located in difficult areas because of political conflicts. One of them, or at least two of them, are located between the boundaries of Rwanda, Burundi, and the Congo. And you know what happened to those areas before, right? Now, some of the rebels were, or are still, in some of the forest. And they could not just do anything. They're helpless because of the situation. And they try to terrorize people to leave the area so that they can claim those places. One, because of their stronghold. And secondly, because those areas are rich in minerals, which are being used for some technologies here in the West. One way of frightening them is to really frighten those missionaries who are there. Just 3 years ago, three of our brother priests who are assigned there were kidnapped. And until now, we don't know their whereabouts. Some of those witnesses were telling us that they were already killed, but until now, we don't know where the bodies are. And then just this April or May, one of our Congolese priests, I know him personally because he studied at Boston University, his doctorate in justice and peace, and then after that, he went back to the Congo to really continue the struggle and to fight for the rights of those tribes. They were having a meeting, him with the tribes, and then all of a sudden, government soldiers went to the tribe, they looked for him, and when they found him, they killed him instantly in front of those people. Again, to terrorize those areas. And that violent approach continues. I think just 2 weeks ago, the Pope, during his general audience, mentioned that because now there's an ongoing massacre of people because of conflicts like that. When our superior general asked our brothers there if they want to continue the mission, our brother said, "We will continue. We will not leave the place." Then our superior general asked, "Why?" "Because now they see hope in us. They see hope in supporting their call towards their rights and then their dignity. If we leave them, they will be hopeless." So they continued, they remained, now being careful but still strong in their faith in bringing about God's kingdom, even in those difficult moments. In a way, what I mentioned to you, these experiences are in a way what we heard in our gospel, striving to enter the narrow door. The gospel tells us, strive to enter the narrow door. Meaning to say, following Christ, entering His kingdom, is always difficult. There will be trials, there will be difficulties, but strive to enter the narrow door. As I was reflecting on the gospel, I remember when I was still in high school, there was an advertisement of a new gym. And to promote the gym, the promoters of that gym made two pictures in order to motivate people to go to that gym. And that in the picture, it's, I don't know, I cannot find any more the commercial, but then in the picture, there are two doors that were depicted. And in that picture, it said, enter, it's a wide door, and then exit. It's a small door. Meaning to say, when you enter that gym, whoever you are, big or small, everybody's welcome. But then, you have to do something in order to exit the small door. Meaning, work out. You do all those things to shape up in order to exit that narrow door. That was clever, right? Enter, exit. But in our gospel for today, it's different. It's enter, a narrow door, but then what awaits us is a wider door. That's why Jesus was saying, strive to enter the narrow door. Meaning to say, even now, in our times, in our midst, there will be difficulties. There will be trials. But then, those are ways of striving to enter the narrow door. The second reading describes them as discipline. They may be difficult right now, but when you strive and reach that discipline, you will reach that righteousness befitting for you. In entering that narrow door, you have to do a lot of things. For us, every day of our lives, there will always be those difficulties. But then, our struggle is to enter that door. Because what awaits us is a wide open door towards heaven, towards the kingdom, towards salvation. We hope and pray that in every day of our lives, we can continue that discipline, painful and difficult, but we know that road leads to the kingdom. In our missions as a congregation, in your mission and our mission as the whole church, there is always those struggles. But then we can become like the ones entering that narrow door if we focus our vision towards Him. So we hope and pray that through your generosity, through your goodwill, and through your prayers, we will continue those missions, especially in those difficult times and difficult places. We pray for us and continue being part of that mission, struggling to enter that narrow door, but what awaits us is that door towards the kingdom. Amen.